So we are part of Yitro, and this obviously is Mamre Har Sinai, a very exciting parsha. Before that, we have Moshe's father-in-law telling him that he's doing everything wrong, because that's what in-laws are for, right? We have that the Yitro comes to him, it's his father-in-law, it's first one, Vayimacharat, and the day after, see what that means. Vayesh Moshe's brought to Am, and Moshe is sitting judging the people. Vayimoda Amal Moshe min haboker ad arev, and Moshe and the people are standing in front of Moshe from morning to night. Vayarchu ten Moshe, and Moshe's father-in-law saw that everything he was doing to the people. Vayimra, what is this that you're doing to all your people? Madoa tell your shevel, why are you sitting here by yourself? And everyone standing in front of you from morning to night. That's Minhag Israel, right? You gotta stand in line at the offices from morning until night. I remember Moshe. No, so Moshe tells his father-in-law, because the people are coming to ask, seek God. Yelahem davar ba'alai, because if anything happens, they come to me. B'shavati be'ish be'rehu. And I will judge between one man and the next. And I'll tell them the laws of God and their teachings. So Moshe's father-in-law says to him, what you're doing is not good. That's a true father-in-law. Navol tibol, you are going to stumble. You're going to confuse. And the people that are with you, because this is too much for you. You can't do this by yourself. So now listen to me. I'll give you advice. And may God be with you. You will act in God's stead. And you're the one who's going to bring things before God. God's telling you, that's fine. And you'll tell people God's laws and teachings. So you'll tell them how they're supposed to act, the maaser, so yeah, soon, and things they're supposed to do. But you need to look in the whole people, and you need to find Anshei Chayil, men of valor, Yirei Elokim, who fear God, Anshei Emet, people of truth, son of Betzo, hate bribery. And you will establish those people as Sarei Elokim, judges of thousands, Sreimeot of hundreds, Srei Chamishim over 50, Srei Asarot of tens. You need to have a system of judges. You can't do this by yourself. Shavtuata, and they're the ones who will judge the people at all times. But anything that's too much, that's too great, they'll bring to you. But they can judge all the small matters. But so things will be easier for you, and not so and they'll bear the burden with you. As the bar is it has said, you should do this. It's him, hello, Kim. Let's change that. And God should command you. Right? I'm not telling you to do anything God doesn't tell you to do. Then you'll be able to stand. And then all these people will come to their place, to their ultimate destination in peace. That's Yitro's advice.
So
You can't.
they didn't. What did they have at that point written? The whole Torah, or what?
Did nothing, right? That's the question. When did this take place?
Oh, this is after. See, wait. What is Mimacharat?
That's a good question. We have to figure that out.
Oh.
In terms of the text, this is before Mamre Har Sinai.
Oh.
Yitro comes. This is in Sheni. Okay. So Rashi to ask that question, what does Mimacharat mean? Said Motzei Yom Kippurim Haya. It was after day after Yom Kippur. What was Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur was. I don't know. Har
Yom Kippur
Sinai?
is the day that
No.
Moshe came down with the Luchot the second time.
Oh, yeah.
He did it right. This is why we didn't break him, right? Comes
Yeah.
down on Shavuos HaBetamuz. Mamre Har Sinai is on Shavuos. 40 days later, it approximately is Shavuos HaBetamuz. He comes down with the Luchot. They built the Legel. He breaks them. 40 days later, he's negotiating with God, and Hashem said, "Eventually, I forgive you." Rosh Chodesh Elul goes back up. 4 days later, Yom Kippur comes down with the second set of Lukot. So said, obviously, this Machara, when Moshe is judging them, got to be the day after Yom Kippur. Pesheni v'sifrei, that's what the Sifri says. Ma Macharat, what do you mean tomorrow? The day after? Macharat b'tom min ahar, the day after he came down from the mountain. Akarchacha, Iyev Shalomar, Elam Macharat Yom Kippur. You have to say it's that day after that. See, Kodaman Torah, Iyev Shalomar, Vodati Yitzchukei HaYokim. Right? Beforehand, you can't, Moshe is not, can't say, well, I'm telling them all of God's laws. They didn't have the Torah before. Until from that point of Mamre Sinai, Torah is given. They hear it until on Yom Kippur. Moshe wasn't sitting with the people. That was all to be on the mountain and negotiating with God and going on the mountain. Yarad. Let's remember, he comes down 4 days later on Shivasa Batamuz, Bashibra and breaks the Lukot. Lumachar Allah Bashkama, Shashmonim Yom. And he was up there basically for two sets of 40 days. 40 days of negotiating, and then 40 days of actually getting the second set. So this is all happening after Mamre Har Sinai, even though the text is beforehand.
Oh, that's so weird.
That's out
That's
of order.
Rashi. That's Rashi's view.
That's Rashi, right. And that's to the
But
point that, it's like, how can you do anything else? Right, I mean, he's Moshe's seeing them, judging them. When is he doing that? I mean, the story starts with Yitro comes to Bnei Israel as they're in the wilderness beforehand, and then continue. So really it's continuing Yitro's story about what he does later, but the story ends here in our parsha with Vayishlach Moshe. No, Moshe sent off his father-in-law. Vayelech lo, he went back to his land. But a year later, in Parshat Balotcha, Yitro is still there. Right? That Moshe says to Chova, which is another name for Yitro, who's the father of Moshe, Nachsu, we are going to go to the place of Sheri Amar Hashem, that God said he's going to give it to us. Itana, you should come with us. Israel should come. He'll be good to us because, and it'll be good for you. But Hashem is going to do good things for us. You should come with us.
Does he go with them?
It's not clear.
Oh.
I don't know. But at least this is already a year after they come to. This is a little more than a year than from the time they actually come to Mount Sinai. So this whole story of Yitro here, which includes him coming and him leaving, presumably if he says Vayelech, he does leave, covers the entire year. It has a bunch of pieces here. It's not all chronological with the rest of the story that comes after. Okay, and as Rashi puts this out, Eina parsha zu k'tuva k'seder. This parsha, this paragraph is not in chronological. I mean, within it's chronological. Yitro comes, he gives his advice, and he leaves. But in terms of the Torah, there's a whole, contemporaneous with the rest of the story of the Torah. So Neamar, Vahim Macharat HaShanah Shniyah, because that, they'll buy that the next day was in the second year, again, it's Yom Kippur of the next year. But after the Divrei Omer Yitro Kodem Matan Torah Ba, the question of when he came at all, even if you say he came before Matan Torah, so when he went back to his land, Loita clearly happened in the second year when they were all leaving. Moshe. No, because here in our parsha it says Moshe sends his father-in-law out, but when the camps actually leave. And I guess it's ER. A year later, Moshe, that's when they're going. So if all this happened before Matan Torah, the way it's written in the text, in that order, so it says he left. When did he come back? Why is Moshe still talking to him a year later?
No,
That's theoretically possible, but so it's
it's
easy to
very
read.
possible. They don't tell you every
That's
step
true.
coming and going, so
And the
but at
Ramban would
least we
certainly
learn
read
that he
these.
came back.
So the Ramban certainly would read this as being in chronological order, and yes, all this happens before modern Torah. Doesn't change our point there, but question about you know, if it's whether it's chronological or not, what's it doing here? Why tell us the story about Yitro?
Okay, so what happened right before in the
So
chapter?
right now, so they've come to Har Sinai. And in the context of the story, Yitro comes to them. And
Okay,
like
they come to
Rashi's
Har
right.
Sinai, and then it says, "Vayihi mimacharat," and Yitro tells him.
Well, it says first that that Yitro comes.
Yeah.
Yitro tells him he's doing everything wrong. You need to appoint all these judges because you can't do this yourself. And
Yeah.
then Yitro leaves. And
Yeah.
then the Torah tells us Bnei Israel come to Har Sinai and they camp in front of the mountain. They get the and they hear the Aseret Dibrot.
Okay.
That's the order.
But wait, what happened before Yitro comes?
That's last week's parsha. That's Milchemet Amalek.
Oh. Okay.
But he's saying that this doesn't, you know, that the story of Yitro isn't actually, at least we may start at this point chronologically, but doesn't end. In other words, this
Right.
paragraph by Yitro goes over a period of a year, and we're going back then to the actual moment Har Sinai.
Okay.
Like the story of Yitro. So they help answer what's it doing here. I'm going to add a point that Rashi points out that Yitro is given called by different names. Moshe's father-in-law says Yitro Sheva Shemot Nikrulo. Well, there are seven different names here. It's Reuel, Yeter, Yitro, Chovav, Chover, Keni, Putiel. He goes to different places where he's called those names, and specifically Yeter, Al Shem She Yeter, Parsha Achapa Torah. They called him Yeter, Ne'eved Ben Reuel. He was called Yeter because he got an extra parsha, Yoter. In his merit, he got an extra parsha of the Torah. What parsha is that? That's our parsha, Parsha Yitro, right? But it's not so much parsha in terms of what we read. Parsha means a paragraph. This paragraph of Atatechazeh, that you should appoint new judges. Yitro was zocheh that the Torah says, yeah, this is a good idea, and we're naming it after you. We're giving you full credit for having the idea. That was his zechut, and then he's called Yitro Nitkayer, that when he converted, right, he became part of Bnei Israel, the Kiyam Mitzvot, Osifu Lo Ot Achar Shmo. They add an extra
But
letter to.
who named these Parshiot? Not a who, they
We did.
just.
We did. Yeah. So the fact that Parsha Yitro is not what Rashi is talking about.
Oh, it's just the story.
Right, that we had, there's an entire paragraph of Parsha in that sense. There's a paragraph of Torah that's dedicated to Yitro's advice.
Oh.
That's a huge zechut. That, you
Okay.
know, that's a mitzvah. Yes, you have to appoint judges. And we say, you know, that was all Yitro's idea. That's his Yeter Parsha Achapa Torah. And then after that, Osifu and he converts, starts keeping the mitzvot. He says, I tell you that. God's greater than all the gods that I knew. They add an extra letter.
Oh, an extra letter. Yeter,
Right, so it's Yeter, of course, gets the Parsha, and the point is that the Yeter Parsha is before he converts, right? He's not Jewish when he tells Moshe that, or making
Yitro.
that. And he's called Chovav, Torah, and he's called Chovav. We saw that in Bamidbar. So he loved the Torah, and Chovav is Yitro, as it says, Mibnei Chovav Chotei Moshe. And Rashi goes through all these different names there.
So when we see that he named something Chovav, Chatan Moshe, we don't think, we think, oh, that's another name for the one father-in-law. Not that he married someone else and he had a few father-in-laws.
Correct. We have no sign of that.
No.
I'm
Okay.
assuming as it is all. Him.
Yeah, which is weird, but okay.
Having
Yeah.
different names in the Torah?
Yeah.
Their nickname. Their you know, what's the Roman term? I forget. You got a descriptive name in addition, or the Native Americans, like you had your name you were given when you were born, and then you get a
Yeah.
name as an adult that refers to you. The idea being that they say the this way of reading it, Ruel is his name, and then you call Yeter because he had this. So Rakhim says that that's the key to understanding what its story, why the story is here before Matan Torah, is because he gives us advice before he's Jew, when he's not Jewish. He's a non-Jew, and that's important. The famous Orachaim. Reiti letitlev. So I, Orachaim says, Chaim Ben Attar. Boy, when I realized the name Ben Attar, I thought, is that related to Pat Ben Attar?
Ben?
Ben Attar, that's a family name.
Oh, he was already at a time when there were names.
Yeah, so this is this, it was a, his family name was Ben Attar. Ben Attar, or Ibn Attar. Same thing with
Okay.
Ibn Ezra.
Oh, yeah.
Abraham Ibn Ezra was not his father's name, it was not Ezra, his father's name was Moshe.
Oh.
But the family name was Ibn Ezra. Anyway,
Okay.
but Pat Ben Attar, the singer. You remember her? The same name.
Oh.
He married a Ben Attar.
Oh.
I don't know if they're related. Orachaim only had daughters, so it's not directly related. But anyway,
Okay.
it was the Orachaim HaKadosh, right? The 15th century, 16th. Moran. So I needed to wanted to pay attention. Why did Yitro deserve to be Parsha? Why did Yitro deserve to have this Parsha written in his name, on his behalf? This is a big deal. And I met Ki who kibed Moshe Eved Hashem, because he gave honor to Moshe, servant of God. Shcharo to Hashem, and so Hashem's going to honor him in some way. But he didn't have to. I'm going to honor you by giving you a part of the Torah, by giving you this paragraph. I'm going to quote what you said. You don't have to do that. Lo b'derach yira chas v'shalom kapacha acher. That it would seem to me that you should have honored Yitro in some other way. Lo b'derach zeh, not like this. Sheyira chas v'shalom kapachot yidya ba'am Hashem. That it looks chas v'shalom like, well, the Jews couldn't figure this out for themselves.
Oh.
You need a stranger to tell them. Ad shebak kohen midyanim hiski lam until kohen but had come tell them, oh, by the way, you're doing this all wrong. He didn't like this.
Yeah.
Nira, but it seems to me, kitama davar hu, because the reason here is davka that narot Hashem b'nei Yisrael, teaching b'nei Yisrael something, hadara hu, in that generation, b'chol davar dar, and every generation, you today need to know this. Ki yesh umot gedolim b'havanav haskalah. Because there are smart goyim out there. You got to realize that. That Yitro had had an intelligent opinion of Beit Sato in his advice, open Seder B'nai Adam, Asher Bachar, and his understanding of human society. Yesh ba'umot, umot makirim devarim hamusharim. They're among the nations, they're people who understand good things.
This
Yeah,
is a
but
plug for yeshivot teaching secular knowledge.
yes, it's very much Rav Lichtenstein, right? You need to know these things.
The Or
Kavanah bezeh.
HaChaim.
This
Okay.
is the Or HaChaim, right? The Kavanah bezeh. Ki lo ba b'chira b'Yisrael. That and we need to and the attention it God is by saying this, putting in the Torah this way, is that we should know that Hashem didn't choose Israel, because we're smarter than everybody else. And this is the proof, this is Yitro's intelligence. It wasn't because they were so, it was right before Mount Torah. Hashem says, right, you but it's not because you're so smart, because Yitro comes here and tells you you're doing everything wrong. Ela chesed elyon, that's God's mercy, avat havot, and because of his promise to the avot, yote arav lechayecha, and it's sweeter to your palate. It makes more sense. Tamazel lemanda amar Yitro kodem matan Torah ba, and this makes sense. It especially makes sense. You say all this happened. The question exactly when did the story happen? If you said before Matan Torah, ki nitchakema Hashem azeh kodem Matan Torah, The Masha Gamshi from what you'll tell Chachamim Israel to show that the Yitro gives the advice, he's smart. And even though that there is this wisdom outside of Israel, but still Hashem gave us the Torah. Not because you're special, but about the vote, and because you said Nasa Mishma, all that. We should certainly praise Hashem for this. And if you want to say it's after Matan Torah that he came, then yesh tamamash si seder biato kodem laharot laharot seder biato kodem. Then, if you say this all happened after Matan Torah, then the Torah is writing it beforehand. Laharot kavanah is kara to teach us the same thing that Mitro had this wisdom. Shazulat said ena kavanah is kara niglet, but ena kavanah is kara. That if we didn't do that, we wouldn't. If we didn't put it before Matan Torah, it wouldn't be as obvious that Yitro's Chochmah was something that outside the Torah, proving that it's not because the Jews are so smart, because obviously Yitro was smarter than they are. V'havein, you need to understand this.
V'havein.
That's his point of it. Ena kavanah is kara niglet, that if it was, if he didn't write it here, it wouldn't be as obvious. But you need to understand this. That's why it's here, because Jews, to tell you that Jews are smart, but they're not special that way. There's lots of smart out there too. You need to
Okay.
know. That's a famous Midrash Echa Rabba. Someone tells you there's Chachma, there's wisdom in the nations, you should believe them. Yesh Torah b'goyim al tameh. When I call it Torah, real truth, that's not. Don't believe that. The way Rabbi Sacks puts it, that Judaism has a dual epistemology, a theory of knowledge. How do we know things? There's chokhmah, wisdom, which is the universal heritage of mankind. It flows from the definition of humanity as the image and likeness of God. Rashi translates in our likeness to tenu as meaning with a capacity to understand and discern. On the other hand, there's Torah, the covenant binding Israel to the sovereignty of God. There's nothing universal about this. Torah flows from the highly specific historical experience of the patriarchs and their descendants. It says for the unique code of sanctity by which the people were given to govern their lives. About this, the Psalm says, he reveals his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. We have the Torah, but we don't have Chacham. That's Rabbi Sacks. Understand? We try not really. And quoting the Aruch HaEmes.
He quotes the Aruch Chaim.
Both the Aruch HaEmes.
Okay.
You can look at it inside over there. I mean, this is a famous Aruch Chaim here. I said that I was learning the Aruch Chaim. I had no idea what I was looking at this whole until we got to this point. I said, ah, it's worth it just for this comment.
So this means it happened before Matan Torah.
That's where we're, well,
Okay.
we're saying, we're even he's saying, even if you read it as after Matan Torah, it's put here before Matan Torah, that before we Dorazeh, read about Matan Torah, you need to realize that yesh chokhmah b'goyim. When again, as Rashi said, yeah, clearly this, in order to have the laws there, it must have happened after Matan Torah. But right, we're
But
reading it.
why wouldn't the story teach you that Yesh Chochma Bagoyim, even if it happened after Matan Torah?
You could have learned it, but when he's
Whenever
putting
it
that,
happened.
oh you know, yeah, he's saying it did happen afterwards. But
Oh,
it's
but it's told
written
here.
here to make the
Oh.
point that we're about to go
Oh.
into Matan Torah. Don't start thinking, okay, they deserve the Torah because they're special.
Okay.
This is the introduction to it. That's what he
But
said.
it happened after.
Right.
Okay.
That's why Rashi read it, and he said that this would fit right because if it wasn't, if we didn't say that, so right. Yesh tam b'mash seder biyato kodem. That we organized it so the story was here. Even if you say it's Achar Matan Torah, yesh tam b'seder biyato kodem. We put it there, laharot kavar to tell us this.
Okay.
Okay? And the Aruch Chaim, though, goes beyond that simply, well, yesh chokhmah b'goyim, to say that our whole bechira was not because of it. Right? Our chosenness. Right, the fact that Hashem gave the Torah was not because we're special, it's the other way around, we're special because we have the Torah. That's what Hashem tells the beginning. Listen to me, Ushmatavriti, you keep my covenant. Then you will be my treasure. You'll be the chosen people from all the nations. Even though the whole world is mine, you'll be treasure if you keep my commandments.
Okay, so we weren't chosen because we were smarter than everyone.
Yes, that is the important line. And beyond that, just being smarter, we're not particularly special, right? We could have, anybody else can have these laws here. And this comes back to an iron, by Hanan Balk.
Yes, he was from Cincinnati. Well, St. Louis originally.
He's from Cincinnati, right? He was in Cincinnati for a long time. Was the
He was a
Balk family.
Talmid of Rabbi Magenzi. He always credited Rabbi Magenzi as his Rebbe,
Okay.
who made him from. He didn't grow up from.
Is that right? I did not know that.
Yeah.
He's Arya Needle's father-in-law.
Yeah.
And he's a great chazan. I love it. He did,
Oh.
but he has an article called "The Soul of a Jew and the Soul of a Non-Jew: An Inconvenient Truth and the Search for Alternative." Because there he brings the point. There's a strain of Jewish thought that says that we are inherently special. There's something different about Jews from non-Jews. Just in our inherent nature, right? The famous the Kuzari, or Levi says this, that only a certain subset of humanity deserves to get the Torah. Exactly. We're going to go through a couple of That's why he calls it that. He calls it an inconvenient truth.
But he thinks it's true.
No, he thinks it's wrong. The
Oh.
inconvenient truth is that there are major Jewish thinkers who say this. His whole article is the search for all our, his article is we're gonna learn things differently.
Oh.
Okay. So we're gonna look at some of
Funny,
the.
because you call something an inconvenient truth, it's like it's true, but it's just not popular to say it or.
Yes. But his point, the inconvenient truth is that it is a legitimate Jewish opinion that we are inherently better. It's
But
inconvenient that that is a fact that people think that.
okay.
He says that's not good and it
Oh,
leads
I
to bad
see.
things.
I see. Yeah.
But right, it's not the inconvenient truth, it's not that we are, the inconvenient truth is that people say this. So the I mean then and again, this is the sources here. This is the Kuzari, Kedamushale, Adam Hushalim Tanai, that the first Adam Arishon was perfect, no ifs, ands, or buts. He had a perfect soul. And his intellect was as developed as is possible for human being to be developed. And his spiritual power went with that secha, with that intelligence. Meaning, he had the level that he could be close to Yidbak with God and with spiritual matters. That's Adam HaRishon. Oli Banim Rabim, and he had many children. But only one of them was fit to follow in his footsteps, who had this spiritual connection. That was Hevel. That he was like Adam in that sense. Kishahargo Kayan Achiv, when he was killed, but they can't tell. Bo al Malazot, Kayan was jealous over this fact that Hevel was connected to God, and Hashem paid attention to his sacrifice. Natan lo tachtav she. So she was a
Oh,
son who took
yeah.
his place. Right? We are all sense of that. Yodomeh la Adam, and he was at that same level, similar to Adam and Rishon. Yes, Sugula. He was this Sugula, right? This attempt to use Sugula because he was the chosen one. Lev Zlato Keklipa, and Lev Zlato Keklipa is. I'm not sure what that means. I gotta take that out because that's saying two Kabbalistic. Can't talk about it. Was there.
I need to take a 2 minute break. I have to wake someone up who's sleeping
Okay.
over, and she has to get up at 6:30.
Okay.
6:30. Okay.
You're gonna stop here? Okay. So Shet was the Sugulas, good Shet
Good. Okay.
Enosh, and then they went on to Enosh's son, Kenigil Inyan Noah. And so, can you know, the only individuals had that heart, Domimla Adam, the Krim B'nai Elohim. They were called the B'nai Elohim. They were the sons of gods, metaphorically. The only individuals had that spiritual connection. The
What
rest of
did
the world.
that phrase klipa mean? Where is it?
I just took it out because it wasn't that was too Kabbalistic.
Oh.
We'll bring it in later that the klipa means kind of the physical nature
Oh.
of a human being. The klipa means a shell. Okay? That they had a
Okay.
heart and a klipa that was specifically dedicated to God.
Okay.
They had the potential. They were the ones close to God. Only in the, one person each generation, as this line went on, was had that kind of soul. Abraham, we have the individual till we get to Abraham. Sugulat Abraham, we call Banav Yitzchak, and then Yitzchak had one son who had the Sugulah, Sugulat Yitzchak Yaakov, and Yaakov Kulam Sugulah, and then this chosen went to all the children of Yaakov, Kulam Ru'im Linyan Elki, all of them had that spiritual connection. Vayaze Tchilat Kul HaInyan Heloki Al HaKahal. That's when it became part of the nation. That's the Kuzari. Is before they get the Torah, Bnei Yisrael are special. They have that soul, that particular sugula from Adam Arisha. The rest of the world does not. That's the inconvenient truth.
But Segula, that doesn't mean they're smarter than everyone. It just
That's
means
no, but not small. But they are chosen. They're special.
they're different.
They're
Okay.
different. Okay, Maral says similarly. The non-Jews the non-Jews are from the physical world, but the one unique nation is above the nature. Therefore, Yisrael deserved to get the Torah. And here they were right beforehand. The Torah is also supernatural. The Torah was created before the world. Yisrael Nivru Gam Ken Kodem Shenivra Olama TV. Yisrael was created before the world was. That's the Maral. Again, Yisrael is different. The Tanya Ba right, the first about Rebbe. Gamido Tavot Shebateva Kol Yisrael Batulatam. The nature of the Jews is to be good. That's built in. That's what comes from our inherent nature. Here we have the same expression.
Here it is.
To get out that the spirit is a that it's within a klipa, within a physical shell, right? We're not very spiritual. We have a shining shell. It's not a klipa of evil, it's a klipa that has good in it. It's that balance of tov and ra within this klipa.
Maybe you should put it back in above because it follows the theme.
Okay, I don't want to get too much into the Kabbalistic part of it, so I
Yeah,
don't want to,
okay.
but the idea that okay, but masha ein kein ashot umot ha'olam, but the non-Jews are different. Hem mishe'ar ha'klipot tmeot. Their klipa is as a tamei klipa. Doesn't have any good in there. Ein ben tov klal. There's no good there at all. Okay, this is ew. I don't like this. Right, this is. It's in these other writings called Tivan the Abdin the Garmayu Abdin, and then Gemara says Mabatra that any good thing that the non-Jews do is for their own benefit. They're not selfless, they're just selfish. And any good that the nations do is a sin. Any chesed that they do, any kindness they do, it's only so they can make themselves look good. That's the Tanya. And Rav Kook is striking. This is a translation. This is Rav Balz cites this, that the difference between the Jewish soul itself, its inner desires, its overflow, its character standing, and that of all the na at all of all the nations at all their levels is greater and deeper than the difference between the human soul and the soul of an animal. Between the latter, there's merely a quantitative distinction. Between the former, an essential qualitative distinction pertains. But non-Jewish souls are closer to animals than they are to the Jewish soul. That's Rav Kook.
So Rabbi Bork is citing all this and then gonna debunk it a little.
Right. You say that, no, that's right. I mean, you point out that this really is a strain of thought here, and however we admire Rav Kook, Maharal, Rabbi Levi, it's this Jewish essentialism that we are essentially different. That's why we get the Torah, right? Because we're inherently different. It's terribly problematic. It makes us feel very bad. And there's a Gemara that says the exact opposite. Okay, Tanya, here's a Braita. Rabbi Meir Omer, minayin she'afilu goy ve'osek b'Torah. You have a non-Jew who does Torah. Whatever that means for the non-Jew, Sheva mitzvah b'nino, he serves God. Jew kohen gadol is great as the kohen gadol himself. Talmud the pasuk says, "Asher yaseh otam adam b'chay b'hem." Hashem teaches us the things that a person should do and live by them. Kohanim levim v'yisrael lo
No,
nevi.
honey, Jack is reading a book now by Menachem Kellner. You know that name, right?
Yes, he talks about this exactly. This is
Oh, we are not
levim.
alone. The book
Oh,
is
that's
named We Are Not Alone. That's the
okay.
name of the book.
So he Kellner's limits of Jewish, I think it's the limits of Jewish limits of Jewish theology. I think that's right.
Philosophy. Philosophy,
Another
I
book
guess.
as a different book, Kellner deals with these exact points.
He's Rambam. He's the Rambam man, Menachem
Right.
Kelm. We are not alone.
Because he's going to quote the Rambam here.
Oh.
We're going to see the Rambam on this subject. But yeah, this the Gemara says that when the pasuk, right, Meir says, when the pasuk says Adam, Yaseh Adam, it doesn't say Kohanim Levim Yisrael, it doesn't say Jews, Lo Ne'emar, Ela Adam,
Ah.
people. Halamata, Shafilu Goy Vosek Torah, even a non-Jew who does this, Yaseh Otam, Harei Kohen Gadol. Good, and they're all the same. Yaseh Otam Adam.
Wow. Wow.
And yeah, okay, that's the Gemara. And the Rambam says this, the Chut Shemitah, talking about a Levi, and why the Levi gets the, you give it, the, you tithe, you give it Maaser to the Levi, because he's dedicated to Hashem. Let's say Levi Bilvad. It's not just Levi who can be dedicated to Hashem, who deserves your support. And kol ish v'ish mikol ba'ei ha'olam. Not all Jews, but every human being. Ashin Deveru, Nadvaru Choto, whose soul is dedicated, Vivinu, Midato, Lahibadel, and who decides to separate himself from the physical world, Lamod L'tnei Hashem L'shaato, to serve God, Lavdo, and serve God, L'deat Hashem, to know God, V'holech Yosher, K'mosh Yaso Elokim, and to act straight in the way that God made him to act, right? He created the image of God. And he removes all the narishkeit that people deal with. Kodesh. Such a person is holy. Yes, Kelko, and God is his portion. Forever. And so he warrants in this world, Shemitah, Devar Maspiklo, to be supported wherever he needs. That's true. Any person can become kohen gadol, kol ish v'ish mikol ba'olam.
And
That's easy.
not they're not talking about converting per se, just
He is.
following.
He doesn't mention anything about converting,
Yeah.
right? And that's Balak's point here. You've shown that throughout Maimonides' writings. Again, he's. You can read his article. I don't know if it was written before Kellner's or not, but Kellner's writing is very similar. In his legal code or philosophical works, etc., he consistently upholds the vision that the soul of the non-Jew may truly store and potentially achieve all that can be accomplished by a Jew in the realm of the spirit. To be sure, we acknowledge from the outset that Maimonides believes that a Jew is more prepared to reach these spiritual heights through his acceptance of the Torah. But such advantages occur through the choice of the Jewish individual and not essential and predisposed component of his physical or spiritual being. We're not inherently better. Accept the Torah, and that does make you better. But that's because you took the accepted Torah. Despite whatever advantages a Jew may have, especially when born into an environment of Torah values, the challenges that exist in the religious setting in which the non-Jew finds himself may, even without conversion, be met and overcome, or for
Oh.
potential for an authentically rewarding, even rapturous relationship with the master of the universe, and the welcoming spiritual edifice that Maimonides has constructed. Say, that's what the Or HaChaim is telling you. Yitro was such a non-Jew. He achieved that, yeah, before he was Yitro. He was yet there. He was, well, he came, yet there, he got his own parsha of the Torah there before he becomes Yitro. It's independent of the conversion process. He's a non-Jew. He saw what Ratzon Hashem would be, that this was the right thing to do, when none of Bnei Israel could see it. So parsha is meant to be a lesson of humility before we get to this experience, the numinous of Mamre Har Sinai, yes, you accept the Torah. But realize you're getting it there. It's an act of chesed. Thank you, Hashem, for giving this. Not because we're so special to deserve it.
Numinous? What is numinous?
You know, we've had that expression before. Numinous. Here we go. Translate it, having a mysterious holy quality. The experience of the holy, as
Oh.
Rav, to be standing in something and just feeling that there is something holy, something greater than me going on.
You didn't mention Menachem, right? Well,
I
no.
did not. No, this is all in bulk.
Okay, yeah.
I do not have any Kellner's articles, books.
Should I show you the book?
Okay, let me
This
recording.
one, it's right.
I mean, he's got a couple of books out there.